is here. It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
DeVries throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. I'm Bill Enright. With me is Todd DeVries, as always. Todd, here we are, second week of October already, week six of the NFL. Here we come.
Yeah, we're in week six, and I don't know if Kevin has any funeral music to accompany this.
I don't know
this,
if I have any organ music.
This opening segment, but Bill, there was a major injury in the world of fantasy football that was breaking news about 3 hours ago.
Major injury to a major fantasy football contributor, major part of the Atlanta Falcons offense. Wide receiver Julio Jones is likely done for the 2013 season. He is likely out for the rest of the year with a foot injury. Right now, Julio is number one in receiving yards, number one in receptions. So Julio Jones on your fantasy football team, you might be sent into a little bit of panic mode, but don't worry. We're here to help.
Yeah, Bill, you know, we watched the game last night, and it was weird because at the end of the game, he kind of left the game once or twice and was kind of wincing on the sideline, but he kept coming back in.
Yep.
You know? And then there were reports that after the game, he was limping after the game, and he was hovering around the X-ray room. And I don't know. I didn't think too much of it. Did you?
I really didn't, only because we saw him on the field with under 2 minutes to go. He had the big one-handed catch over Cromartie. Then he was in on the goal line package when they called the defensive holding on the Jets.
Right.
And Tony Gonzalez got the free first down or whatever, and they later scored to go up 29-28 or 28-27. Julio Jones was on the field during those plays. So you got to figure that was the last time they were on offense. He was capable of playing then. I have a feeling, Todd, is my memory correct? A couple years ago this happened with Julio Jones. It was first reported he was going to be out for the year, and then he went for a second opinion, and then they said, no, he'll be fine.
He had this foot problem prior to the NFL draft.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. He had the
I mean, there's been some speculation today that it's the same injury or the same area as the pre-draft injury. So I don't know, man. I mean, we need confirmation. Apparently, it sounds like tomorrow we'll get official confirmation one way or the other, I guess.
Yeah. Why are they waiting for tomorrow to get that second opinion? Like, go right now. Like, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Go now, now.
Don't they know that waiver wire runs tonight for our fantasy leagues?
Exactly.
Come on.
What are they thinking?
Is our esteemed producer, Kevin Collins, does he have any opinion on this?
Kevin, are you affected at all by the Julio Jones, maybe Matt Ryan's on your squad? Or?
No, I've neither. I have nobody on the Falcons because I think they're a dog team, so I didn't put anybody on.
Clean slate.
Yeah, clean slate.
Okay.
I'm wheeling and dealing over here during the show, just trying to make some trades.
You got out unscathed.
I did.
All right.
I was actually very kind. I don't know how I felt last night watching that game. I felt duped, as our owner Robert Kraft once said. I felt duped in the Falcons. I think they're a fraud team. I thought they were a lot better than what they've shown this year.
Yeah, I'm changing my Super Bowl prediction.
And
the Falcons are no longer my Super Bowl
and
prediction.
And it really affected me because that win that the Patriots had in Atlanta that I thought was a good road win really is kind of just meh. It's just a run-of-the-mill, like, ugh.
Yeah.
That whole NFC South, other than the Saints, is just, ugh.
Well, that's what I'm changing my pick to. I'm changing from the Falcons to the Saints.
So I just felt, I don't know, last night I had a hard time watching that game. I was just kind of like, ugh, this is gross.
Well, the Jets look pretty good.
Yeah, no, they look, and, you know, so all of a sudden that game in 2 weeks here, coming up on October 20th, the Patriots go to MetLife Stadium and take on the Jets, and Geno Smith is looking a lot more comfortable. I got to say, I was pretty impressed with him last night, especially getting the ball down the field in the last minute and a half.
After Matt Ryan scored that touchdown, I was like, all right, well, no way Geno Smith lead him down the field.
No, he managed the game really
did it with
well.
No problem.
Yeah, didn't take a sack, got outside the pocket, and made a play with his legs, probably a 7 or 8 yard gain that really got them into field goal range. you know, really showing a lot of poise for a rookie quarterback in that situation on the road against a team that really, that was a must-win for the Falcons.
Yes, it was. And now they're heading into
a must-win at home against a rookie quarterback. They couldn't get it done. No, Bills, Falcons.
That's embarrassing. I mean, you saw what Tennessee did to Geno Smith, you know, just a couple weeks before in Tennessee. I mean, yep. He looked awful, just terrible. And most of us here, you know, we do our picks here earlier in the day on Thursdays before you guys do your show. We do the picks on PFW, and that spread, I think, at the time was 9.5, and most of us thought Atlanta would cover that very easily. And, you know, we just – I think a lot of people, especially up here, guys, in the Northeast, you know, we're used to watching the Pats, the Jets, the Giants, the Eagles, and we don't see a whole lot of NFC South games, and a lot of us gave Atlanta a lot of credit that they probably didn't deserve, and we gave them that credit based off what they did last year.
Yeah, so why did you think they didn't deserve it?
I think if I had been paying closer attention, I would have seen some of the warts that that I'm now seeing after watching them play back. I mean, their defense is awful.
Yeah, but
just awful.
It's not like they lost anyone from last year.
Dunta
Robinson went to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I just mean I mean I don't know how they stopped anybody last year. I mean, they were
13-3 last year, and they beat the Seahawks in the playoffs, and they lost. They barely lost to the Niners in the NFC Championship game. Nothing happened this offseason to make me say.
Did Brooking leave? Is he still there?
Keith Brooking?
Yeah, their middle linebacker. They're like Mike guy, so to speak.
No, he's gone.
That's a loss.
But nothing happened that made me say, "Wow, it's crazy how bad they're going to be."
But didn't they get
Team.
But no, but they got OC Umanura.
He's washed up.
And they got John Abraham as well.
They released John Abraham.
They released him.
Yes. Old news.
But anyway, I just thought they were better. I don't know why. I was fooled too.
That was my Super Bowl prediction.
Yeah.
Falcons versus Broncos. So I'm changing it.
And even you know, I admire Roddy White for trying to play whatever the heck.
Get healthy, dude. Why are you?
He's trying to keep his streak going, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
What the deal is.
Well, that's being
selfish. But I do admire guys that are trying to play through.
Well, do you admire him for trying to be on the field, or do you admire him for trying to keep his streak going?
No, trying to be on the field. Right. I think he understands. You know, especially at 1-2, 1-3, the last couple weeks, like his team really needs him. And
yeah, but they don't need him at 75%. You can't tell me that Harry Douglas at 100% is not as good as Roddy White at 75%.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
Now with Julio Jones likely done for the year, Roddy White has to be healthy. He has no choice.
Yeah. Julio, this is just pure outside looking at him the last couple weeks. Granted, now we know he's hurt, but I had sort of this taste in my mouth for him that was just kind of like he seemed like he wanted to make plays, but a lot of times he was tapping out and needed a breather or this, that, and the other thing.
Dude, he's a monster.
He's a monster, but I don't know.
He's leading the league in receptions
right now. Seems like a bit of a head case.
Tapping out? No way. I just think he's super focused.
When I say tapping out, I mean like asking out of the game,
which he did several times last night. When you're sprinting down the field 4 or 5 plays in a row, you need a breather and you need some Gatorade on the sidelines.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do not see that at all. Listen, I have Matt Ryan and Julio Jones in my most important league.
Oh, for fantasy purposes, I think he's fine.
Well, I'm just saying, I've been watching the Falcons, and I do not see that at all.
Okay.
I don't know where you saw that.
I don't know. I'm not buying into Matty Icemelt in Julio. I'm just not. I don't. After watching,
you're not buying into him now after this huge injury.
Before
today.
They weren't
last night's game. Kevin, Julio Jones is the number one wide receiver in the NFL as of this moment. That will not change until after this week when he's not playing anymore.
I'd take Dez Bryant over him.
Well, not right now. You wouldn't, because right now Julio Jones is the number one wide receiver in the NFL.
Dez Bryant. He's not a head case or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about physical skills. I would take that.
Oh,
Dez Bryant.
You're not physical skills.
Kev, make up your mind.
You're all over the place.
Right now, Julio Jones, statistically speaking, no one's better than Julio. No one's better than him.
Okay.
Dez Bryant is maybe a number three wide receiver right now based on stats. But
in the NFL, you mean?
As opposed to what, the CFL?
No, I thought you meant like number three, like on a team. I was like, he's not a number three receiver. Sorry, I misunderstood what you were saying.
Oh,
I just hate the Falcons. I don't buy into anything. I think their coach is a fraud. I think their quarterback's a fraud. I think
now,
they're all
Dez,
frauds.
Dez does have six touchdowns, which is only one behind Wes Welker.
He's a beast. He's another guy that's a beast.
But yardage and receptions, Julio Jones was head and shoulders above guys like Calvin Johnson, who you know everyone thought was the best receiver in the NFL.
You know that great one-handed catch he made last night?
Yeah.
Now, Bill, since you have been watching the Falcons so astutely, is that a lot of his big plays, are they on bombs like that, or are they catching runs? Like, what's his...
He does everything.
He does everything?
I think he's one of the most targeted receivers in the NFL.
Because I was watching that game last night, Bill, and it was like, I think it took really until they were down 13 points in the fourth quarter for Ryan to actually throw the ball more than 10 yards down the field.
Well, I mean...
It was just painful. He's 24 of 27 at one point, and Tirico's just drooling over him, and I'm like, he hasn't thrown a ball more than like 8 yards down the field.
But
Kev, ridiculous.
He didn't have any time to throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, I'm just not buying in. And the you're down 17-7, end of the first half. You take the 3 points there, and those come in handy. But apparently, Mike Smith doesn't
Kev,
like points.
I am totally with you on the coach, and I do think Matt Ryan is
he's
a good
overrated.
Quarterback. I think he's overrated.
He's a good quarterback, but he's not in that same class.
I agree.
You know?
Totally agree. Okay. But you're wrong on Julio.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I can be wrong. I'm the first one to admit that I can be wrong, and I don't know a lot about that division, and we don't see them that often. But from what I've seen, I've just been kind of, ugh. That whole thing they got going on down there is just,
Todd, if you had to take three receivers right now in the NFL, who would they be? Any receiver you want, three of them.
Any receiver. That's a good question, Bill. That's a really good question.
Healthy?
No. Just in a vacuum right now. Just assume everyone's 100%.
Everyone's 100%. Yeah. That's what he meant.
Megatron.
Yep.
Dez and Julio.
Yeah.
I'd take those three.
Okay. That's fair.
I may swap out AJ Green, but, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with those three. Calvin, Julio, and Dez?
Yeah.
Maybe, if I'm starting Calvin.
Give me that Cecil Shorts guy. Give me that guy. Cecil sand in my shorts.
To me, Julio Jones is, you know, for the next.
No, he's a good. He's a great player. Don't get me wrong.
For the next 5 years, he's a top three receiver.
I'd just be curious to see, even if they get rid of Smith there, which I think. Do you guys think that's a real possibility now?
And what, just upgrade the head coach, the offensive coordinator?
Well,
here's the deal. They got three pretty easy games coming up. Now, I say that knowing that they're 1-4.
Yeah.
So,
well, we all thought the Jets would be an easy game at home.
That's true. They got Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they're just putrid. Ugh.
I'm sorry. I don't believe in Arizona.
Me neither. Is that game home or away, though?
Away.
Oh, that could be a tough game for them.
And then they got to play Cam away. Well, I don't believe in Cam either.
I don't either, but I think he could run all over that defense. That defense can't stop anybody.
Just saying, they've got three winnable games.
Say they even win two out of those three, and now all of a sudden they're what, 3-5? I don't know. I don't see
how they got Seattle.
Yeah,
and the Saints coming up.
I don't see how Smith is going to survive this season. I don't think he should. And I think
I'm not a fan of firing coaches during the middle of the season.
No, but I mean at the end of the year. Because this year is pretty much lost for them. They're screwed. So why would you hire, you know, unless I wouldn't bring a guy into that situation this year. But I'd just be curious to see if they could get a coach who knows how to manage a game, right? And then with the toys that they have down there with Julio and with Roddy and Ryan.
Well, Mike Smith is the head coach that manages the game. That's what he tries to do.
He's a joke. He doesn't do a very good job of it.
Well, I think that's why they're losing some of these big games that they should be
winning. I'm with you, but what I'm saying, Bill, is I'm playing a little bit of devil's advocate. Say you put a coach in there that can actually manage a game, right? Let's say next year, Julio's back healthy, Ryan's back as your quarterback, you get a lot of the same toys. Maybe Tony Gonzalez isn't there. But say you put a coach in there that can manage a game, and do you think that winning is in the DNA of these guys, is what I'm asking you about. Because you know how the Cowboys have all this talent and they never win anything?
They were 13-3 last year and they lost to the
NFC
Championship.
Yeah, 13-3 doesn't get you a ring.
And they lost into the NFC Championship.
And they were choking dogs in the playoffs. And they were choking dogs at home in the NFC Championship game.
They were up by like 17 points at one point.
Choking dogs. Exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, Mike Smith is that head coach that just manages the game and tries not to lose, and that's usually when you end up losing.
Exactly.
That's what they did last year in the NFC Championship.
I think that getting rid of the coach is the first step, but I'd be curious to see if any of these guys, if any of these guys can win anything, and when I say anything, I mean win Super Bowls. I just don't see it. I don't think. I think they're all just kind of choke artists, smoke and mirrors. They're all about fantasy
so
stats,
if they
and not
don't,
about
if
winning.
If the Falcons don't, if Matt Ryan doesn't win the Super Bowl, he's a choke artist and he's not a good quarterback.
I think he's definitely doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. Doesn't belong in
Hall of Fame.
Well, you're talking about the great quarterbacks in the NFL, right? Is that where we're going?
Where do you rank him right now?
In terms of, all right, so I would say, let's
Brady,
see.
Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Peyton are top four. So go
Brady,
five.
Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Peyton.
And oh, then?
Hell, I'd take Eli over him.
All right. Luck, Andrew Luck.
I'd take Andrew Luck over him.
Matt Stafford?
I'd take Matt Stafford. I'd take Phillip Rivers over him.
Would you take Romo?
I'd take Romo over him.
Really?
Yeah.
Todd?
Romo over Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
See, I put them in a similar category.
The same, I can agree with that.
I mean, I'm looking through while you guys are jabbering here. 2008, the Falcons lost to the Cardinals in the playoffs, right? Then they got smoked by the
Kurt
Packers
Warner.
In the playoffs. They got smoked by the Giants in the playoffs.
Okay.
And then last time out.
All right. But all three of those teams that they got smoked by all went on to play in the Super Bowl. Cardinals. So what do you mean so? We know the playoffs is all about who's hot.
So the Cardinals need to get hot.
The Cardinals went on to play in the Super Bowl that year, right? Kurt Warner? I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah. The Packers went on to win the Super Bowl, and the Giants went on to win the Super Bowl.
So who cares? Win a game. They won a game against Seattle last year that they had nearly choked away. You got to win. Same with Romo. You know, it's too bad. You got to win when people are watching in January. And Romo and Matt Ryan haven't proven they can do that yet.
I'm not giving up on Matt Ryan yet.
I'm not giving up on him. I think he's a good quarterback, but I think he's like right in the in terms of if they're.
Would you take Flacco over him?
Heck yeah.
You would take Joe Flacco over Matt Ryan?
Heck yeah.
Todd?
With Matt on that on the Atlanta team, absolutely.
Todd?
Bill.
Guy's a Super Bowl MVP.
Bill.
What's Todd. Matt Ryan won?
Well, I want to hear what Todd has to say.
Would I take Joe Flacco over Matt Ryan right now? Yes.
Come on.
And I'd take Michael Vick over him, too.
No.
No. 34 years old and he can't stay healthy.
For 1 year to try to win a Super Bowl with that team, I'd take Michael Vick over him.
No, well I don't agree with that one.
No,
Bill,
but do you agree? Do you agree he's not even?
Year? Good Lord,
he's not. Todd, do you agree he's that Ryan? If you were looking at a 1 year, like you need to pick a guy to lead a team with talent, like the Falcons, to a Super Bowl this year or like next year. Where, you know, but for all intents and purposes, present day, Ryan for me isn't in the top 10, and he may not even be in the top 12 to 15.
I just, you know, I want a guy that's going to win in January.
And here's the thing.
That's my thing.
You're talking to a Boston College season ticket holder.
You are?
Yes, that loved him in college. Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't dazzle me. I think he can manage a game, and I think he can make a lot of throws that NFL quarterbacks should make. And I think he's got a lot of toys, and he's had a lot of toys around him. But I just don't think he has that kind of ice water in the veins that some of these guys that we mentioned before.
He's Matty
have shown.
Ice.
Yeah. Not to me. He's Matty Ice Melt to me.
Matty Nice. Steve Young was saying that he's too nice.
He is a nice guy. There's no doubt about it. He's a great guy. But I think that there's 10 or 12 guys I'd rather have leading my team into the playoffs come January this year or next year.
And that's 10 or 12?
Yeah. I think we just went through quite a few. Todd, you still have that list?
Do I have the list?
Didn't you Payton, just weren't you just Payton, rattling off quarterbacks?
Manning, Breeze, Rodgers, Brady. You said Stafford. You said Rivers. You said Luck. You said Romo. You said Joe Flacco.
Okay.
You said Eli.
Well, that's like 10 or 11 right there, right?
I'm not going with Stafford.
No.
I'm not going with Rivers, and I'm not going with Flacco.
Okay. All fair points. I wouldn't want Schaub. I'll tell you that much.
No. God no.
Schaub. Eesh.
Bill, you got a phone call too.
Yeah, we'll get to him in a little bit. Got a lot to do today.
That was a good rant.
Very good way to start the show. We'll get, I'm sure, a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls about Julio Jones and what to do with your wide receiver situation. It is waiver wire day as we're broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio. So if you have a waiver wire question, you can give us a call, 855-728-7500. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. We'll go over the injury report from week five. We'll take a look at the week six matchups and try to help out as many people as possible with their waiver wire questions. We'll go to Jeff in Connecticut right now, who's on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm definitely one of those guys on Julio Jones alert, so I'm trying to figure out what the heck to do. I guess I'm in a 10-team PPR. I'll rip through my lineup quickly here. Tony Romo, RB1 is Adrian Peterson. RB2 is Maurice Jones-Drew. Wide receiver 1 was Julio. Wide receiver 2 was Eric Decker. Wide receiver 3 is Antonio Brown. Tight end, Vernon Davis. And the flex, I got Giovanni Bernard. So some guy last week, in order to do a trade, dropped T.Y. Hilton.
Oh.
So if I can get him off the wire, I'm going to drop Kembrell Tompkins, who's on my bench, pick up T.Y.
Yep.
What do you think about then? I'm working on a trade right now, Antonio Brown for Knowshon Moreno.
Do it all day, baby.
Yeah. Take it easy with that. Slow your roll down there just a second. Is it a PPR league?
Yes.
Antonio Brown's a beast.
Yeah, so why would he be trading him away for Knowshon Moreno?
I thought he was getting him. Never mind.
Antonio Brown, do you think that beast mode is going to maintain?
Listen, Antonio Brown right now is second in receptions, only behind Julio Jones. So
I know. I just don't know how real that is.
Don't trade him away.
No? Okay.
I would keep him in a PPR, dude.
Absolutely.
He has a bye in week six.
I thought it was the other way around, Jeff. My bad.
Right. All right, excuse me. He just had a bye in week five.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So now he's got the New York Jets, the Ravens, the Raiders. Then he plays the Pats, the Bills, and the Lions. I'm keeping Antonio Brown. I don't buy into Knowshon Moreno. I know he's playing like a top 10 running back right now. But
right. Something
tells me that Ronnie Hillman and Monte Ball are going to start coming in and eating away at Moreno's production. What tells me that? Well, the fact that Moreno has never stayed healthy throughout his entire career and has never held on to the starting job throughout his entire career. So if you're going by history, Moreno is just one or two, maybe 3 weeks away from going back to the bench or landing on the injury report.
All right. Do you think Harry Douglas in Atlanta might actually have value here, given
He's going to have to. He's going to have to. Matt Ryan is just not going to stop throwing the football. So Tony Gonzalez and Roddy White, with White's injury, Harry Douglas is going to have to step up. Is he going to put up Julio-type numbers? No. You're talking about replacing a player that's irreplaceable. So, you know, don't expect Harry Douglas to be a top 10 wide receiver. But, yeah, he's someone that you have to pick up just because Atlanta's going to throw the football.
Okay. If I can't get Hilton, just if we're talking wire, between like Douglas, Jerome Simpson, and Terrence Williams, who are you kind of feeling there?
Douglas, Jerome Simpson, and Terrence Williams. Is Keenan Allen available?
Keenan Allen's also available.
Yeah, I go Keenan Allen 1, Terrence Williams 2, Harry Douglas 3. I don't even think about Jerome Simpson.
Okay.
All right, Jeff?
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Best of luck to you, dude. Todd, you're quiet there. You agree with my assessment?
No, I was going to chime in, but you said everything I was going to say.
All right.
And if he's able to get T.Y. Hilton off the wire, then that is – it's not a Julio, but that's a pretty good wire play here in week six.
It really is. We both love T.Y. Hilton. We knew that the injury, his groin injury and his toe injury, was kind of slowing him down a little bit.
Yep.
And
he's a speed guy, and any injury like that kills his game. And he tried playing through it the last few weeks. It was pretty evident that he wasn't 100%. I have him in about two-thirds of my leagues. I did not start T.Y. Hilton last week against the Seahawks, so I paid the price a little bit. But now I'm happy because he's clearly healthier now, and he's ready to rock and roll. So now I can put him in there. So we told you guys. Geez, the last 3 weeks, Bill, we told everyone that would listen to hang on to T.Y. Hilton, trade for T.Y. Hilton, get him for the long haul, and, he'll produce. He's a big play wide receiver.
He certainly is. Let's go over to a little bit of a recap of week five, Todd. It's time for Champs and Chumps.
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
All right, so the champs and chumps, something we like to do as we're getting ready for week six. We like to just go back at week five and look who were the stars and the big-time letdowns. So quarterback champs here, Todd. Tony Romo and Peyton Manning, what an incredible game that was. 506 yards, 5 TDs for Romo. Of course, he had the game-losing interception. And then Peyton Manning, 414 yards. He also had 5 touchdowns. Pretty incredible game. If you had anyone in that game on your fantasy team, you likely did a really good job.
Totally agree. And I've got to share a little quick little story with our audience, Bill. I texted you, okay,
yeah,
when the Broncos tied it up at 48. And I said, Bill, I think the Cowboys might actually pull this out. And you texted me right back, okay? And you said, two texts. The first one said, nah, right?
Yeah, nah.
And the second one, like a second later, said, Romo will throw an interception this drive. You'll see.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, about 90 seconds later, he threw the pick. And I just texted you back, you know.
A bunch of ha-has.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. You know, we talked about Matty Ice and Tony Romo, and yeah, both are quality quarterbacks, no doubt about it. But, man, game on the line, you just don't want Romo with the ball in his hands. He just – something happens to him. He had DeMarco Murray wide open, 5 yards away.
Yep.
For just a little check down that DeMarco would have gotten 5-10 yards on, you know, nothing crazy. And instead he tries to thread the needle between two or three guys. And they paid the price. But hey, fantasy-wise, no doubt about it, it was one of the – it's got to be the game of the year. I mean, I don't know how any game will top that, 99 points.
Crazy.
Fantasy points all over the place. A fantasy freak show, as you like to say, Bill. So, yes, Tony Romo, Peyton Manning, bravo. That was very entertaining to watch.
Now, Todd, you have both Peyton and Romo in one of your leagues, so you weren't going against either guy.
Right.
I was fortunate enough to have Tony Romo in one of my leagues, but I didn't play against him or Peyton. Kevin, did you play against Romo or Peyton?
Yes, unfortunately.
And did you lose?
Massively.
Yeah, see, my point is that if you went against Romo or Peyton this week, chances are you lost.
Let me just finish that thought. I'm going to tell you who I played against here. I played against Peyton Manning, who had 36 points, and the same team also had one Wes Welker, who had 12.5. One Demaryius Thomas, who had 7.5, and Julius Thomas, who had 28.5.
All the same team.
On the same team. He built his whole team around Denver, and he is in first place with an undefeated record of 5-0.
Yeah, he might not lose.
Their bye week, he will.
How about this?
Yeah, I guess.
How about when the Broncos have clinched everything and they rest their players?
Yeah,
in the playoffs.
Yeah, those are things he's going to have to take into consideration. But he has one. One, two, three. He has four of his starters here that are Denver players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're putting up video game numbers. He is by far the highest scorer and undefeated. Nobody's come even close to beating him. But he's going to have an issue with the bye week, and he's going to have an issue later in the season if they start to rest players.
Yeah, who cares about the bye week? It's about the fantasy playoffs for that guy.
Right.
I'm with you.
Right.
But that just shows you what I went up against.
Other quarterback champ from week five was Russell Wilson, 210 yards, 2 touchdowns. But, Todd, how about the 102 rushing yards for Mr. Wilson?
That was a no one's talking about that game, but that was one hell of a ball game, Seahawks-Colts.
Yeah.
Great game, fantasy-friendly. You know, I don't know that it's a Super Bowl-type preview, but those are two playoff-bound teams, more than likely. That was a great game.
Certainly.
Great ball game.
You got to figure the Colts are going to take down the AFC South. Texans look like garbage.
Yeah, you would think so. Yep.
And we know the Seahawks are one of the dominant teams in the NFC. So, you know, if a couple of plays go the wrong way for Peyton Manning or you know, other teams, we could see the Seahawks and the Colts back in the Super Bowl.
Speaking of the Texans looking like garbage, Bill, let's talk about the QB chumps. And let's lead it off with that Matt Schaub. This guy is throwing pick sixes at an alarming rate, Bill. You know, he ends the game 2 weeks ago with basically a pick six, right, to Richard Sherman. And then he begins the very next game with Al Michaels has just talked about his penchant for throwing that bad interception, and he throws it like the first play of the game. I mean, it was crazy.
there was one point in that game where Chris Collinsworth, before Schaub set actually had the interception, Schaub goes, oh boy. Or excuse me, Collinsworth said, oh no. And then it was intercepted. Like, it was just so clear that even before it happened, Collinsworth knew that it was going to be intercepted.
Yeah, it's ugly there in Houston, Bill. And again, I think we talked about it on this show last week before this game when they got crushed by the Niners.
Yeah.
You know, the Houston fan base, I think that they're a fan base that sees that their window of opportunity is closing.
Yep.
And they just weren't able to get it done. They didn't have the QB to get it done, you know. And they're angry, you know, because there's no option. There's no plan B. Who do they go to if you yank Schaub out? Is it T.J. Yates still?
I believe so. I mean, Yates.
I mean, they're calling for Case Keenum, the local boy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, crazy question. I mean, do you have any? Is there any merit in talking about yanking him, or is it too early for that?
Well, right now, Coach Gary Kubiak hasn't named a starter for their next game. So I guess they are. I guess they are considering Yates.
Yeah, I mean, they are teetering on the edge right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so he's one chump. He threw a million interceptions. He didn't throw for any yards, Bill. No touchdowns.
Nope.
Not good. But here's a name that we don't normally say in this category, Bill, and that is number 12.
Hold your breath, Patriot fans.
Tom Brady. He makes the chumps list for the first time in a very, very long time, Bill. 18 of 38, 197 yards, no touchdowns, interception. Just a very poor fantasy performance for Tom Brady.
Are we going to chalk this one up to the torrential downpour? Or the rookie wide receivers that can't hold on to the ball?
You know, it was a tough matchup.
Yeah.
The Bengals have a decent D. It's on the road. The weather was, you know, crazy. I don't know. I didn't expect that. Did you expect, you know,
no.
I mean, his touchdown streak came to an end. You know, I don't care about those streaks, but still. He just didn't perform fantasy-wise at all.
Yeah, it was a letdown, major letdown.
And the third guy on the list is Carson Palmer from the Arizona Cardinals. No big surprise here. Three interceptions for Carson Palmer, 175 yards. That's not getting it done, Bill.
No, it's certainly not. Let's move over to the running back champs, Todd. How about Pierre Thomas of the Saints? Only 36 yards on the ground. But you know what? Sign me up for his 9 receptions, 55 yards, and 2 touchdowns. If you're in a PPR league, Pierre Thomas was the number one running back in Week 5. No Sean Moreno, the Denver Broncos, 93 yards and a touchdown. He also had 5 catches, 57 yards. And then Ray Rice, 27 carries, 74 rushing yards. He had 2 touchdowns to go along with 6 receptions. So our boy Ray getting it done for the Ravens against the Dolphins.
And speaking of the Dolphins, running back chumps, Bill, Lamar Miller, 7 rushes, 15 yards. 1.5 fantasy points.
Not good. Very good. Not good.
Yeah. And then Darren Sproles of the Saints, you know, Pierre Thomas was kind of the ball hog this past week. Darren Sproles had his moment in the sun 2 weeks ago. Sproles only 3 rushes, 10 yards, 3 catches, 31 yards. That's not good for Mr. Sproles. So, you know, I'm not concerned there, Bill. I know you aren't either. I think it's just a game planning thing. And I think that Pierre Thomas was just the guy that, you know, had the opportunity this week.
Totally agree. Let's move over to the wide receiver champs, Todd. Alshon Jeffery, second-year wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. 10 receptions, 218 yards, and a touchdown. Our boy, T.Y. Hilton, for the Indianapolis Colts, 5 catches, 140 yards, and 2 TDs. And then Dez Bryant, guy is unstoppable in the red zone. 2 touchdowns for him, 141 yards, and 6 grabs.
Yeah, he almost had a third touchdown, Bill.
Yes, he did.
That long 79-yard catch where he got caught inside the 5 or the 10, right?
Right.
Almost.
Actually, I think that led to the back shoulder throw.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It worked out, unless you were in a bonus league.
The bonus.
His teammate, Terrence Williams, makes the champs list, Bill. 4 catches.
He certainly does.
4 targets. Only 4 targets, and that's important to note. Only 4 targets, but he caught all 4 of them, turned him into 151 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
You know, it's worth noting, Bill, that Terrence Williams was one of RG3's top receivers in college.
Right.
Along with Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
And Kendall Wright. All right?
No wonder why RG3 won the Heisman that year.
Yeah. So it's crazy. And then Justin Blackmon, he's back from suspension. 5 catches, 136 yards, and a touchdown for the Jaguar. Something to smile about down there in Jacksonville.
Yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, I think they're smiling that Blaine Gabbert's not going to be under center much longer because he has a hamstring injury.
28-point dogs to the Broncos.
Can you believe that? I never in my life. After I saw the Seahawks and the Jaguars spread a couple weeks ago, it was 19.5. I was like, wow, I've never seen that before in the NFL. That's crazy. We'll probably never see anything higher. Little did I know the Jaguars were playing the Broncos 2 weeks later, and they're 28-point underdogs. That's absurd.
Which side are you taking?
I don't know. I mean, listen, if the Broncos get up 24-0, is Peyton still playing in the fourth quarter? Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch were yanked at the start of the third quarter when they were playing the Jaguars. The start of the third.
Yeah.
You know, we saw Robert Turbin, Christine Michael, and who's their backup quarterback? Tavares Jackson.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky, you know. It all comes down to how that first half plays out. Like, you know, if it's 28-3, Bill, it might not be a great fantasy second half.
Yeah.
You know? Peyton's already had, like, the games where he's tried to prove his point, right? He had the showcase game to start the season. Then he had another showcase game in New York against his brother.
Right.
He had a national televised game against Philly.
Yep.
And obviously last week. So he's had all of just 4 out of the 5 games, and the fifth game was Oakland. 4 out of the 5 games, he's kind of been in the, on the national spotlight.
Sure.
Now it's kind of like, are they going to relax a little bit, you know, get a lead and just kind of get through it? Because next week, guess what? He goes to Indianapolis for another spotlight game. Yeah. Plays old Colts.
You know, I don't believe in trap games, especially when you have a team like the Broncos who are just dominating. So maybe I would take the Jaguars plus the 28. Only because it's very easy for some people to look at that Denver-Jacksonville game and say, you know what, Denver is just improving to 6-0, and then they play the Colts.
The Broncos defense stinks.
Right.
By the way.
I mean, the Jaguars offense is nothing special. But
yeah.
28 points, that's a lot of points. Even if they score, I don't know, one touchdown and a field goal, I would have to say they cover.
Crazy room talking about it. All right, let's move over to the wide receiver chumps, Bill.
If they score a field goal and a touchdown, the Broncos would have to win by more than 38 points. Is that likely? I don't think so. A touchdown and a field goal,
Bill,
if you get that,
you know,
from the
they've scored 49, 41, 37, 52, yeah. 51.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. That's a good that's a good conversation for Thursday.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more on Thursday.
All right,
wide receiver chumps, Bill. Marquise Colston had a crappy performance,
not
for lack
terrible.
Of a better term. Kembrell Tompkins for the Patriots, only 3 catches, 16 yards. And Anquan Boldin for the Niners. He's been up and down, Bill. Very frustrating. 2 catches, 21 yards. That's not getting it done.
The 49ers, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Detroit Lions need to trade for a wide receiver. It just needs to be done. Do it. Josh Gordon, Hakeem Nicks, sign up for a trade. Get it done.
Well, there's been whispers that the Niners are talking about Josh Gordon.
I don't know why they wouldn't do that. They are desperate for a playmaker. You want to talk about a team that has the opportunity right now to be a Super Bowl contender. That's the 49ers. And, yeah, they beat the St. Louis Rams. And, yeah, they beat the struggling Houston Texans the past 2 weeks. But you know what? Against the Seahawks, a legit opponent, a legit competitor for a team that's supposed to be making the playoffs, they got their butts kicked. So the 49ers need some help on offense. I don't know why they wouldn't be considering making a trade. Instead, before the season, they make a trade. A.J. Jenkins for John Baldwin. Yeah, that's really going to help out your team.
When's Crabtree back?
Get a legit Crabtree's not back for a while. I think not for another month or 6 weeks.
Okay. Well, maybe it'll happen. We'll see.
October 27th or 28th is the deadline, so it has to happen soon.
Yeah, a couple weeks. All right, wide receivers are done, Bill. How about the tight end champs? Who you got?
I love Julius Thomas, one of my favorite waiver wire pickups late season or late pre-draft. sleepers, 9 grabs, 122 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Jason Witten in that same game. No wonder why we have a lot of Cowboys and Broncos. Look at what their quarterbacks did. Jason Witten, 7 catches, 121 yards, and a score. And then Jimmy Graham, Todd, didn't get into the end zone, but he still had 10 grabs for 135 yards.
That's craziness.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham's unstoppable.
Now, with Orange Julius, he's going to be more of an inconsistent type player, you know, because there's going to be weeks where Decker and, Welker and DT get you know, catch the balls. So he's going to be up and down, but you plug him in every week anyway.
I don't know if he's ever up and down. I think he's either up or just up.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Like, what's his worst week to date?
I'll find it out right now. He Julius Thomas. Orange Julius, Bill.
Started off the year 5 for
110. He had a 4-catch, 43-yard game.
And that was his worst game of the year.
He had a 4-catch, 37-yard game with a touchdown.
Right, but he got into the end zone.
Yeah, he got into the end zone 4 out of 5 games.
Right, that's not bad, man.
But, dude, he's not going to catch, you know, he's not going to score in 13 or 16 games. It's just not going to happen. Right. You think he's going to score, like, 16 touchdowns? No, I don't think so. I'm just warning people out there that
he's on pace right now for 19 touchdowns, 1,100 yards, and 86%.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. He's not going to have 19 touchdowns. Jeez.
Do you think Peyton gets 60? We're going to play that game later. We'll play that game later.
No. Let's talk about the chumps.
We can get Kevin involved in that game too. Yeah. Kevin's suddenly very quiet. Where have you been, Kev?
Trying to wheel and deal over here.
He's trying to make a fantasy
trade.
Last week he was trying to trade away LeSean McCoy, Bill, and we talked him out of it. This week he's trying to trade Marshawn Lynch away. He's trying to kill his team.
I'm not trying to kill my team. I'm just trying to make a deal, shake things up.
What's your record?
I'm 3-2.
Kinda, I was so close to trading away in the middle, you know? Last night.
What's that, Bill?
I was so close to trading away Julio last night. Like,
when?
So close. During the game.
You can make trades during games?
Yeah. Do whatever we want. I'm the commissioner. It's my league.
Well, no wonder you're so salty today. Not only is your best player gone, but you almost traded him away.
Yeah, I was being selfish.
Man, this seems like there's more to that story, Kevin.
There's a lot more.
Maybe we'll get to the bottom of that here in the next hour and 8 minutes. But, Bill, let's finish this thing off with the tight end chumps.
Go ahead.
All right, Kobe Fleener, 2 catches, 15 yards. Yeah, he was playing against Seattle, but you know what? Owen Daniels, the week before, had a huge game against Seattle. So
yes, he did.
You know, very disappointing there for Fleener. Jared Cook, the Rams tight end, started off the season on fire. He's been ice cold lately, Bill, 3 catches, 26 yards. And Jordan Cameron from the Browns, poor game for him, 3 catches, 36 yards. Quarterback change in the middle of the game, Bill. Are we worried about that?
A little bit concerned, but at the end of the day, Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron are the only playmakers for the Browns in their passing game. So it's not like they're just going to totally ignore the tight end. He's really one of their best guys.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so that's what we got.
All right. So you almost traded away Julio Jones. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Now he's out for the year. And I have Matt Ryan on that team.
Put all your eggs in that Falcons basket, did you?
I mean, listen, it's been working out for the first 5 weeks of the season.
Is that a keeper league?
No.
Okay. What's your record in that league?
3-2.
What's your projected record now at the end of the season?
Oh, no, I'm done with that league. I had Shane Vereen. I have Trent Richardson, who's a big-time bust. So my team's pretty much done in that league.
Kevin, can you feel the venom?
I can feel some venom.
He doesn't seem
not as much. Not as much though as he has for JaMychal Finley though.
Oh no! I'll never draft JaMychal Finley. Never. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're gonna go to Brandon in LA in a 14 teamer. What's up, Brandon?
Nothing, guys. I just have a quick lineup question and then a quick general fantasy football question.
All right.
This week I have my running backs pretty much set. I have DeMarco Murray and Danny Woodhead starting. But the problem I have right now is my flex spot. I have so many options. I just don't know which one to choose from. I have Maurice Jones-Drew. I have Josh Gordon, Bilal Powell, Le'Veon Bell, and Marlon Brown. I don't know which one to choose.
Who are your receivers that you're not playing Josh Gordon?
Hakeem Nitz and Dwayne Bowe.
Ooh, dude. Well, you might want to reconsider that. I would put Gordon in over Bowe and Nitz. I would then bench Bowe, leave Nitz in, and put Powell in as your flex.
Okay. ESPN has, like, Dwayne
Bowe. Whoa, ESPN. You're talking to the fantasy football champs here, all right? If you want to go to ESPN, go to ESPN.
Okay, well, I was just saying, they have, like, they have Bowe getting, like, 16 points, Hakeem Nitz getting 19 points, and then they have Josh Gordon only getting, like, 9. So that's why.
Is it a full-point PPR?
Yeah, full point.
Yeah, you have to play Josh Gordon.
All right, so Josh Gordon over
They're playing Bowe. The Lions.
Yeah, they're playing the all Lions.
All right, Josh Gordon over Bowe. I start Hakeem Nitz, and then I put Powell as my flex.
Yes.
All right, and also, like, that was one of my other questions. What's going on with Dwayne Bowe? I mean, they signed him to, like, a 6-year contract.
Yep.
They're not even utilizing him. I don't get it.
You know, it's not that they're not utilizing him. It's just that the way that Andy Reid calls plays and the way that Alex Smith passes the football, they're not getting the ball to him. And I honestly think that's got to change. Donnie Avery is playing really well right now. Jamaal Charles is projected for 90 catches on the year. I have to think that Dwayne Bowe is going to start stepping it up. I'm surprised he hasn't already. We saw him get the touchdown against the New York Giants. He also had a touchdown, I believe, in week 2. Coming up on the schedule for the Chiefs, you have the Oakland Raiders, which is a pretty easy matchup. And then you got three tough ones, Houston Texans, Cleveland Browns, and the Buffalo Bills. And then after the bye week, you got Denver, Chargers, Denver, Redskins, and the Raiders. So if you can make it past, I know it seems like a long way away, but if you can make it past week 10, which is their bye, Bowe is going to come up huge for you in the playoffs. Going to be huge. You have Nitz and you have Gordon, and I think you mentioned another decent receiver there. So if you can get past without using Bowe, you use him this week maybe against the Raiders, but I'm telling you, he's going to come on strong in the second half of the year. He always does.
All right. Thanks, guys.
No problem, Brandon. Appreciate the phone call. Todd, you've been always a big fan of Bowe late in the year, correct?
Well, one of the worst fantasy moves I ever made, Bill, I forget what year it was. It was 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Bowe got off to a very slow start, kind of like this year.
Right.
And it was a league where it's limited roster size. I mean, he was terrible through the first couple games of the year. I had to drop him. I had bye week issues. I dropped the guy. Somebody else picks him up, and he went on a tear the rest of the year. And guess what happened? In my league, I wind up playing the guy with Dwayne Bowe in our fantasy Super Bowl, and I lose because of Dwayne Bowe.
Oh, that's a killer.
So I have Dwayne Bowe in only one league this year. I'm not dropping him. I'm just going to hold on to him. You know, I got to ride it out with this dude. He's very streaky. And when he gets on a good streak, the touchdowns come in bunches.
I mean, that's the main thing with Bowe is he is the number one wide receiver on that team. So you'd have to think that eventually he's going to get it going.
Yeah.
Let's take one more phone call before we take a break. We got Dan in Virginia. What's up, Dan? How's it going?
It is not going well, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're doing all right, Brad. How can we help you? We want to change your season around.
It definitely needs some changing. I am currently 1-4. I don't think in any previous season I've lost any more than 4 games, but here I am 1-4.
Okay.
I've got the second lowest point total scored against me in the league, but my guys just keep on underperforming. So I just want to give an example of my lineup for this past week, and just I don't know whether I'm making bad decisions or I'm just having bad luck, but any help will be gratefully accepted. Just to give you an example, this past week I had Brady as my QB. I finally benched Ridley in favor of LeGarrette Blount.
Okay.
I mean, Ridley wasn't going to play anyway, but I played Mojo. Drew as my other running back. I had Nelson, Edelman, and Cruz as my wide receivers and flexes. Antonio Gates is my tight end. And have the Cincinnati Bengals as my defense usually, but thought maybe given the performances of both the Pats and the Bengals last week that maybe the Bengals might be a bit vulnerable this week. So I took a flyer on the Panthers, which was okay. But, yeah, as per usual for this season, my guys came in about I think, 30, 40, 50 points under projection, and I lost once again.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't know whether it's just – I don't go by the projections. I go by the matchups. But, yeah, every week it's the same thing coming in, way under – expectations.
Well,
I don't know whether I need to rethink my strategy or I've just got players that are just, you know.
Here's what you got. Let's break it down for him, Bill. He's got Tom Brady, who has been very disappointing fantasy-wise this year, right?
True.
Let's be honest. He will improve when when Gronk gets back.
Yeah.
He will improve. You've got a giant black hole with your Patriot running back spot, right?
Yep.
Obviously, Ridley's been an absolute bust.
Yeah.
MJD, Bill, another bust, right?
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson and Cruz are solid. You're good there. Edelman, is this a PPR league?
No, it's not.
All right. You have Edelman, who was decent. I wouldn't be too high on him moving forward in a non-PPR, would you, Bill?
No.
Okay. Gates is fine, and your defense, you can always find a defense. So you've got, you know, you struck out. With so far with your quarterback and your top two running backs, what kind of depth do you have on your roster? Do you have anybody else you can plug in there for any of these players?
Well, my other running backs are Alfred Morris, who was on a bye,
okay,
and Lamar Miller.
Mm.
And I only picked up Blunt this week because of Ridley's poor play and he's being out as well, and I thought that Blunt might be able to pick up some of Ridley's yards and well, theoretical touchdown, but
do you have
that didn't happen.
Who do you have? Who are the other wide receivers on your team?
Torrey Smith. That's actually it at the moment.
Well, Torrey Smith is great. I mean,
yeah.
So Bill, so his wide receivers are great. He's got Jordy Nelson, Torrey Smith, and Cruz. That's outstanding.
Yeah, I love it.
Gates, as long as he's healthy, and he is, as far as we know, outstanding.
Rolling. Yep.
So does he? I have to be honest. I mean, I'm not going to give up on Brady.
No.
But I'm very worried about his running backs.
A little bit, yeah.
Geez.
But how do you improve them? You can't trade away your receivers. That's the staple of your team. You're not going to get enough value for Brady right now. You have to hope that Alfred Morris comes off the bye and he gets back into sync with, you know, RG3 as a threat running the football. You know, I just don't see any moves he can really make with this roster.
Should I just dump Ridley? Or should I hold on to him, hoping that he comes
back? Who would you be picking up?
Snelling, Rogers are available. Marcel Reese.
Ridley can't be your worst running back. Is that what you're saying? Like, Ridley's the worst running back on your team or the worst wide receiver?
He's got Blount, MJD, yeah. Morris, Lamar Miller, and Ridley.
Right, yeah.
So Blount or Ridley.
I was looking to hold on to both of them. I get rid of one, but I'm not sure if I should get rid of both and pick up somebody else.
I would go after Marcel Reese. I wouldn't go after Quiz or Snelling right now because I think Steven Jackson's coming back after the bye week, and plus the Falcons' running backs are on a bye this week, so they're not going to help you anyway. But I'm not dropping Ridley for Marcel Reese. No, I can't do that.
What about Blunt? Or that I can just drop the Carolina defense because I'm not going to hold on to them.
You have two defenses?
Just for this week. Just because I thought maybe the matchup, just because the Bengals didn't do well last week and the Pats looked a bit more like their old selves, I thought maybe it was a bad matchup for the Bengals. But
Drop the Panthers, pick up Marcel Reese.
Yep.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
Stack up on the running backs. One of them will pan out.
Got to say, though, Dan, you're in a tough spot here, man. This is not there's no easy answer to this roster.
Yeah, I know. I just seem to be one of these seasons where I always benched, unfortunately, the wrong player. He'd have a big week, and then I'd play him the next week, and all right, appreciate the help and the input, and I'll
you got it, Dan.
What happened.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the phone call. Todd, it's time for us to take a little bit of a break here on the Fantasy Football Champs, but when we come back, we'll help everyone with their waiver wire as we're going to jump into to the report and also recap some of the injuries and the impact they'll have on your Week 6 lineups. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Todd DeVries, and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FF Champs. FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Files available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, hanging out with you for about another hour here on Patriots.com radio. It is time for Bumps and Bruises.
I can't play that intro when I'm coming out of the break.
Well, that's why you should have been playing it during the coming out of the break.
Sorry, I had so many commercials to catch
up
on.
Do you see these notes here? It says Bumps and
Bruises. No, I see what you did. It's just I'm lit.
Bumps and Bruises.
The technology,
Kevin, play intro out of break.
The technology can't keep up with the talent here.
Did you see this producer note here in bold that I have for you?
Is that email you sent me?
Bumps
I just ignore
bruises.
I ignore all those emails that you
bumps
sent
Bumps and Bruises. Kevin, play intro out of break. Instead I hear Kanye West.
I ignore that.
Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
The way things are going today, Kevin may end up on the injury report next week.
It's true. I'll be like I'm Matt Bradshaw. Put me on IR.
Yeah. I can't believe he opted out for surgery.
Take me to the glue factory.
We're going to get to Ahmad Bradshaw in just a little bit. Let's start off with the quarterbacks. Todd, Mike Vick, hamstring injury. No real surprise here. We just didn't know what the injury was going to be. But we knew kind of all along that eventually Vick would go down with an injury.
He runs around, Bill, and he's an injury-prone guy. So we've been saying for a couple of weeks, try to sell him high if you can. I know that's a hard thing to do, given that, you know, there's 10 or 11 good quarterbacks out there, and everyone's kind of happy with their quarterback, and not a lot of other quarterbacks have gone down to injury yet, Bill.
That's the thing.
Yeah, so, you know, I know it's hard to try to move him, but we told you, you know, I was surprised he made it into October, and, you know, 7 days into October, he goes down. So we'll see how long he's out, Bill. Looks like he's probably out this week and maybe 2 weeks. We'll see.
Blaine Gabbert of the Jacksonville Jaguars also suffered a hamstring injury. The team doesn't know the severity, but they are saying that it could keep him sidelined for a few weeks. And then how about Matt Flynn, Todd, of the Oakland Raiders, getting released based on the performance of Terrell Pryor on Sunday night. Pryor's looking pretty good. Matt Flynn started one game in the last 2 years, and for those services, he got paid $14.5 million.
That's incredible.
Straight to the bank, homie.
So what does he do now? Go back to backup
Retires?
Aaron Rodgers?
Retires?
Yeah, he's in good shape.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. There's nothing you can say to that. That's incredible. Running back list, Bill. David Wilson.
Yeah,
neck injury. What's the status with him? I mean, the Giants play Thursday night.
The Giants do play Thursday night, and he's already been ruled out for their matchup against the Bears.
So the team re-signed Darrell Scott.
That's correct. So right now, Wilson is feeling some tingling in his neck, and the team is making him go for a second opinion. They're a little bit nervous about the injury. Could keep him out for quite some time.
You know, when it goes bad for teams like the Giants and the Falcons, it just goes from bad to worse.
Yeah. When it rains, it pours.
They just can't catch any breaks, these teams.
Nope.
Ryan Matthews, San Diego running back, concussion on that super late Sunday night game.
Yeah, the late game.
They're playing on Monday night this week against the Colts, so we'll see what happens with Ryan Matthews. I hope you guys out there in fantasy land are not relying on Ryan Matthews on a week-to-week basis. Please.
Woodhead, baby. Woodhead.
Right. Rashad Jennings, Raiders running back. He played last week, Bill, for the injured Darren McFadden, and he promptly injured his hamstring.
Ugh.
Not expected to be serious, but just another messy situation just got messier.
Yes, it certainly did, and that's why we like Marcel Reese as one of our top waiver claims this week.
Yep. And we need to mention Alfred Morris. He had that rib contusion a couple weeks ago. He supposedly practiced in full on Monday. They had a bye week last week to rest up, so hopefully he's back in action and ready to rock and roll. And then Ahmad Bradshaw, Bill.
Out for the year.
Out for the year for the Colts.
Now, he didn't have to get the neck surgery, but he opted for it. So I guess he was a little bit concerned about his long-term health. This might be the end of Ahmad Bradshaw as we know it.
Yeah, well, hate to say I told you so, but he was a guy that we told you to try to avoid unless you got ridiculous value for him on draft day. He can't stay healthy, and I feel bad for the guy, but you know, I think he's making a wise choice. Hopefully he socked away some money and, you know, just be smart about it. You don't want to be messing around with that injury.
Does this bode well for Trent Richardson?
I don't know, does it? Because Trent Richardson's averaging about negative 14 yards per carry.
I don't know what is going on there. Donald Brown is suddenly looking like the better option, which is
pretty scary.
Alarming.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, in all seriousness, Trent Richardson this year is averaging 3.1 yards per carry for the season, both teams combined. And I believe in his three games with the Colts, he has one catch. So if you're in a PPR league, he's killing you.
And this is a guy that had 50 catches as a rookie with the Cleveland Browns last year. So we know he can catch the football out of the backfield. It's just the Colts are not looking to do that with him right now.
Yeah, I'm not giving up yet. I'm not giving up hope yet. But the emergence of Donald Brown, like just whenever he touches the ball, he's explosive. He's getting goal line carries. It's a little bit alarming. So something to keep an eye on.
Certainly there.
All right, wide receiver injuries, Bill. Megatron, Calvin Johnson, surprised inactive on Sunday.
This one set the fantasy football world for a panic because Johnson wasn't practicing last week, but we kind of figured that was routine. And then all of a sudden around 12:15 Eastern, everyone's trying to finalize their lineups, and then we get some breaking news that Calvin Johnson wasn't going to play. So we'll keep an eye on that situation going forward. No news yet on his status for week six.
Yeah, let's hope there's nothing crazy going on here, please.
We can't lose Julio and Calvin in the same week.
Nope. You can't. Speaking of Julio, let's talk about him. He's probably, potentially, rumored to be done for the year. He's getting a second opinion on a foot injury tomorrow, right? So I'm assuming tomorrow afternoon we'll know more, and we'll probably know whether he's done for the year or not, right?
So Jay Glazer from Fox Sports was the first one with the story saying that the Falcons fear that Julio Jones is out for the year with a foot injury. However, they're going to, they're having him go for a second opinion just to confirm whether or not the injury is as serious as the first report kind of gave. You know,
right. So if you're a Julio Jones owner, as I am and as you are, you can't drop him.
No.
You got to hold on to him until we get word on this. I know waivers are running tonight. You can't drop the guy.
That's what stinks, because you want to drop him if he's not going to play this year. You know, you want to drop him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you know, you don't have the luxury of dropping anyone else, so that kind of puts you in a little bit of a pickle.
Can't do it. Yeah, you have to hold on until you know for sure. You guys too good. I mean, if tomorrow they say 3 weeks, it's not as bad as we thought. 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks, you know.
Matt, and, they're going to come out and say, oh, actually, we were looking at someone else's X-rays.
Yeah, there you go. another wide receiver to talk about, his teammate, Roddy White, Bill. He left last night's game with a hamstring injury. So,
oh, Roddy.
Roddy is he's getting old, Bill.
Yes, he is.
And then Marlon Brown from the Ravens. He was inactive last weekend with a hamstring injury. Hopefully he'll be back and is expected to resume practicing this week. Keep an eye on him.
All right, a couple tight ends to get to here. Greg Olsen was in a walking boot after the Panthers and Cardinals game. Something to keep an eye on, as Greg Olsen is likely a top 10 tight end for week 6. And then how about Owen Daniels, Todd? Expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a lower leg injury. That's pretty bad news for a Texans team that is pretty desperate for some playmakers.
Yes, they are another team that can't afford too many injuries. Garrett Graham, though, Bill, is another tight end to keep an eye on the waiver wire if you're desperate for tight end help.
Yep.
Because if Owen Daniels is down for 4 to 6 weeks like they think he is, Garrett Graham has produced okay. You know, he could step in there and be productive, a productive bi-week replacement for a tight end.
Now, Todd, I know you've sworn off speculating on Rob Gronkowski's status from week to week. Right now he's expected to play. He's been expected to play for the last 3 weeks. So right now it's Tuesday. He's expected to play. Let's see what happens when Saturday rolls around.
Let's see what happens, Bill. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm tired of talking about it.
All right.
I know there's been a flurry of discussion today on Twitter and all the NFL insiders on all the networks saying he's expected to play. We'll see.
Yeah, we certainly will see. All right, so that is the injury report. And like we do every week, from the injury report, we like to go to the waiver wire report.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
On the ball with that one, Kev. You didn't delay. You didn't do it. You were on the ball.
I tried.
On the money.
I tried.
On the money with that one. Good job, my friend. Good job. All right, so the waiver wire, Todd. The Miami Dolphins and the Atlanta Falcons are on byes this week. So if you were rolling with Ryan Tannehill or Matt Ryan, you may want to look at Jay Cutler, who's taking on the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football.
Play anyone against the New York Giants.
That's right.
Play anyone against the Philadelphia Eagles. Play anyone against the Washington Redskins. You get the trend here? The NFC East is just woeful. So Cutler kind of off last week. He should rebound in a big way versus the lowly G-men.
All right, how about Sam Bradford, another 3-touchdown performance against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has a pretty tough schedule coming up. But, hey, if you need a quarterback, you had Mike Vick or you have one of those players on a bye, Bradford's not a bad option. And then how about Nick Foles, speaking of Mike Vick? If you have Mike Vick, Todd, and you were banking on him as your starter, do you automatically go and pick up Mike Vick, go and pick up Nick Foles?
Automatically?
Yeah. Or do you look at the matchup, maybe you go after Jay Cutler this week and then pick up another quarterback next week and play the matchup roulette?
Matchup roulette.
Yeah?
I don't know. I mean, you're all in with Nick Foles?
I just feel like he might
be the matchup.
No, okay.
I mean, the Tampa Bay's coming off a bye week, mm-hmm. right? The Philly is traveling to Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay's defense is pretty good.
That's true.
So I don't know. I think the Eagles are easier to game plan against without Vic. There's no element of running quarterback to deal with. So I'm not real bullish on Foles this week. Now the next few weeks, he's got some of those beautiful NFC East matchups against the Cowboys and the Giants. Then, if Foles is still in the play, is, you know, still on the field,
right?
Then he becomes a viable starter in my book. I'm a little, I don't know, I'm not real high on him this week.
Okay, let's move over to running backs. How about Andre Ellington closing the gap on Rashad Mendenhall in the Arizona Cardinals backfield? I like Andre Ellington if you're in a PPR league, but you know what? 49ers, Panthers, and Seahawks on the schedule may make you a little bit scared with Ellington going forward. I do like Marcel Reese with Darren McFadden and Rashad Jennings both injured. Reese is a nice option if you're in a PPR league. And then Brandon Bolden, how about him? Ridley's injured, Blunt is fumbling, so another pretty good PPR option is right here in New England with Brandon Bolden.
Zach Stacy for the Rams, Bill, the rookie. He was named starter for week 5, had 78 rushing yards, not too shabby. Named starter again for week 6, so he's got a tough schedule ahead, but Bill, it's hard to find a starting NFL running back on the waiver wire in this day and age, and you know, in week 6, and that's what exactly what Zach Stacy is. So if you're in need for a starting running back this week, maybe roll the dice on Stacy.
And then finally, with Ahmad Bradshaw out with the neck injury for the year, Donald Brown becomes a must-have handcuff for Trent Richardson, and actually maybe a better play than Trent Richardson.
Oh.
I'm saying that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but right now he looks like that.
Yes. Wide receivers, Bill, I think you're going to see a lot of action on the waiver wire this week in all of your leagues with wide receivers. Let's start it with Terrence Williams, the rookie from Baylor. He's been on this list for a couple of weeks, ever since we knew that Miles Austin went down with that hamstring injury. But he was pretty awesome on Sunday, Bill. Like we said, only 4 targets, but he caught all 4 of them for 151 yards and a touchdown.
Wow.
Keenan Allen, Bill, another rookie. This guy's from Cal.
Yeah.
He's becoming the go-to receiver.
Certainly is.
For Mr. Rivers. 9 targets versus the Raiders, 115 yards and a touchdown. I know you're high on him, Bill. Keenan Allen, grab him, especially if you're in a PPR league.
Yes, I like Keenan Allen a lot because I think San Diego has something going on here with their passing game. I like what Phillip Rivers has been doing. And to me, other than Antonio Gates, Keenan Allen is that big-time playmaker in their passing game.
Third guy to keep an eye on, Bill, maybe Austin Pettis from the Rams. The Rams seem to have a lot of weapons, and it's kind of hard to make sense of who's getting the ball. I mean, Chris Givens has been a bust. Jared Cook started out hot, the tight end slowed down. Tavon Austin's never really got going. But Austin Pettis is kind of catching some touchdowns here. He had 2 touchdowns versus the Jags. Yeah, it is the Jags, but 2 touchdowns is 2 touchdowns, Bill. Right now, he might be the best Rams receiver.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of crazy to say before the year because I was pretty high on Chris Givens, and they have Tavon Austin, who they invested a very high draft pick on, but Austin Pettis is the guy that's getting it done right now.
Yeah. Some other guys to keep on your radar, Golden Tate, Reuben Randall, Donnie Avery, and Ryan Broyles. Keep an eye on them.
Yep.
As well. Tight ends, Bill. How about Charles Clay from Miami? 52 yards and a touchdown. That's back-to-back weeks with touchdowns for Mr. Clay.
It is, Todd, and I know the Dolphins are on a bye this week, but I like what Charles Clay is doing down there in Miami. Big part of their offense. Ryan Tannehill keeps him involved in the passing game. Back-to-back touchdowns. Can't ignore it.
And then Sean McGrath, 4 catches, 54 yards for the Chiefs tight end. 1 touchdown last week. Low-end tight end option.
Yes, yes, low-end tight end, but the reason why I have him listed is because Anthony Fasano and Travis Kelce are both injured right now, so that's why Sean McGrath is getting a lot of these targets. And then Garrett Graham is probably the number one tight end pickup of the week. With Owen Daniels out 4 to 6 weeks, Garrett Graham was getting a lot of targets even with Daniels in the lineup. Without him in the lineup, I think Graham is gonna really get a boost in fantasy stock going forward.
Totally agree. So there you go. There's your waiver wire report, Bill. If you had, who are the guys you're going after then? I mean, we just rattled off a whole bunch of names. Who are the one or two guys that you'd love to grab from this list?
I'm going after Marcel Reese, Keenan Allen, and Garrett Graham, the tight end. Yeah, Garrett Graham.
There you go.
Yep, those are the three that I'm going after myself. Reese, Keenan Allen, and Garrett Graham. Now, realize that I am in a PPR league.
Okay.
Most of my leagues are all PPR. I already have Brandon Bolden, and I already have Andre Ellington because I like to play, you know, a little bit 2 or 3 weeks ahead of the next guy. But I should have had Keenan Allen last week, but we have a 2 pickup limit, so I wasn't able to get him. But I wanted to pick him up last week, and he's coming on strong the last 2 weeks. So I wouldn't doubt if you have a top 3 waiver pick, you might be able to get him. Otherwise, don't plan on doing it, getting him.
He's going to be a hot pickup.
Him and Terrence Williams are probably the hottest pickups of the week. But to me, Marcel Reese and Garrett Graham should certainly be in the top three or four.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
How about you? Who are you going after?
Well, I got to replace Julio potentially. Not going to drop Julio yet, but I got to replace him.
You can't replace an irreplaceable player. You just can't.
I know that. In the leagues that I in that league, I'm 4-1, and our waiver wire is based on standings, reverse standings.
I hate that.
So I won't get any of these guys.
No.
I won't get Terrence Williams. I won't get Keenan Allen. So we'll see who I get. I don't know. I'm going to have to pick a long list. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to enter in like 6 wide receivers and see who I can snag. And, you know, I might consider chopping. Maybe, Bill. Maybe.
Uh-oh. What do
Greg
you got?
Jennings?
Done with Jennings, huh?
I'm tired of Jennings. I know he had a huge week last week, but he's one of those guys that unless I've just got to riddled with injuries and bye weeks, I'm never going to put him on my starting lineup.
No, you're not.
I can't do it. Who's their quarterback?
I don't know.
Freeman now?
Matt Cassel, Josh Freeman, Christian Ponder, Joe Webb might come over from wide receiver. Who knows?
Yeah. So.
Bad situation there with the Vikings.
Not good.
Unless you have Adrian Peterson, no one's worth starting from Minnesota.
No, they're not good.
855-728-7500 is the phone number where DJ in Fort Lauderdale is patiently waiting. What's going on, DJ?
How's it going, fellas?
What's up, man? How can we help you today?
So I got, in my flex position, I have D'Angelo Williams and Philo Powell, and I don't know how much faith I have in them going forward. I have Kembrell in both leagues, Kembrell Tompkins, and in one league I have Anquan Boldin, in the other I have Marlon Brown and Nate Washington. Not
all right,
anybody
so
I feel confident in.
So what's your question here?
Well, you know, the rules state that I should stick with the running backs, right?
For a flex.
For the flex. Yeah.
All right.
So
let's just recap this here. We got D'Angelo Williams, Bilal Powell, Kembrell Tompkins, and who else is your consideration for the flex?
In one league, Anquan, and the other, Marlon Brown.
Okay. Are they PPR?
No PPR.
Are you just looking for this week, or you kind of just want a game plan going forward?
Yeah, well, I mean, Goodson and Ivory are back on the Jets, so, I mean, that's a lot more mouths to feed, and, you know, D'Angelo Williams just hasn't even gotten a touchdown yet this season, so.
Yeah, D'Angelo Williams I've never been a big fan of. For whatever reason, fantasy players like him, I think because he has – a pretty popular name, but once Jonathan Stewart comes back, and we know Cam Newton steals a lot of goal line carries, I actually don't care that Chris Ivory and Mike Goodson are back with the Jets. I think Bilal Powell is their guy. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Ivory gets hurt again, and I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Goodson gets arrested again. So with that being said, I wouldn't give up on Bilal Powell, although this week I do like Kembrell because I'm expecting some fireworks with the Patriots and the Saints.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. They're going to have a showdown, a gun out.
Yeah, and, you know, with Anquan Boldin, he is good in a PPR league, but when he's not in the PPR, you may want to go with the running back there.
Yeah, so stick to the commandments. Just keep the running backs in there. Except for Kemba. I have Kemba in both leagues, but I could feasibly start him in both.
Yeah, I would go with Kemba then.
Okay.
All right, DJ, appreciate the phone call. Best of luck to you in week 6. Todd, do you agree with me that fireworks with the Patriots and the Saints, right?
You would think so.
There better be. I'm banking on that game for some big-time points.
Yeah. You would hope that after last week's stink bomb that the Patriots offense will turn it around. The Saints defense is not bad, Bill.
No, it's not. No, you're right. It's not. It's not that bad.
So,
it's not bad at all.
I'm not sure what to expect from that game. I don't, you know, you're not going to get 51-48 if that's what you're hoping for.
Can't every game be like that?
That game was silly, Bill.
I loved it.
It was.
I loved it.
Yeah, it reminded me of like a lot of college games that go on Saturdays.
Right.
There's a lot of games like that in college.
Scoring after scoring after scoring.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Todd, we have a lot of emails to get to. Webradiopatriots.com. I don't want to ignore these emails anymore. The first one is from Russell. He says, Julio, help. Guys, love FF Champs. Tune in every week. Thank you, Russell. Appreciate it. Please help me out here. Full point PPR. He's 4-1. He's already lost Shane Vereen. And now Julio. Here's my lineup, and I have a trade on the table. Orange Julius for Reggie Wayne.
He's trading away Orange Julius.
Yeah.
He has Vernon Davis.
Right.
So he,
for
he
Reggie Wayne. Full point PPR. Is there any way that you, instead of Julius, you give up Vernon Davis? That's what I would try to do. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Orange Julius is just, they're so red hot, the Broncos, you know? It's pretty close, though, Bill. I mean, Vern, he looked pretty good the other night.
Yeah, he did, and he is good in a PPR league. If you are, listen, I think you can get Reggie Wayne for Vernon Davis. So, in my mind, Julius Thomas is really hot right now. If you can get a little bit more from him, I think you say something about the guy has Vereen on, what does that mean?
Mothballs.
What is that? Is that a phrase I'm not familiar with?
It means, like, in storage.
Oh, okay. If you can get Vereen in that deal for Orange Julius, then yeah, go for it. See, I think Vernon Davis for Reggie Wayne is fair. I think right now you can get a little bit more out of this guy in addition to Reggie Wayne.
That's fair to say.
That's a pretty good team. I like this guy's team.
Yeah, he's got a nice-looking team.
Russell, 4-1. Julio Jones is going to be a killer, though. Next up is, who we got? Simon from the UK. What's up, Simon? Hey, Todd and Bill, just want to start by saying how you guys are great and need another slot during the week, so go speak to Fred and get it organized. Wow. Kevin, did you write that one down?
I agree.
Simon from the UK.
Four more years.
From Thetford, UK. Thank you very much, Simon. A lot of praise from you. I have a big headache this week for my lineup and need some advice. I have too many choices and do not know what to do for the best. I am double-guessing myself all the time. Todd, let's help him out. Quarterback, Matthew Stafford, we like it. Running back, Doug Martin and Trent Richardson, we like it. Deshaun, Torrey Smith, Colby Fleener, James Jones. I'm looking at his bench here. He's got Reggie Bush, Tavon Austin, Antonio Brown. Are you putting Reggie Bush in over Trent Richardson based on the struggles of Trent and the Colts?
Maybe in the flex.
Over James Jones?
Is this PPR?
He doesn't say.
Let's assume it's not. Got to get Reggie Bush in your lineup.
Yeah, Bush has to be in the lineup. I would put him in over James Jones.
Yeah, I'd put him in on the flex. Yep, that's what I would do.
And then you're right with the receivers, right? Deshaun and Torrey Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like both of those guys.
You know, again, if it's PPR,
yeah,
then you could consider Antonio Brown in over Deshaun Jackson.
Right.
If it's not PPR, I'm going to go with Deshaun Jackson.
All right, and that was for Simon in the UK. Appreciate the praise. Next up is our boy Dan Higgins. Hey, guys. Coming back, crawling back up 3-2 now. Three quick questions. 10-team standard scoring league on waivers. Do I drop Tompkins for Alshon Jeffrey, Justin Blackmon, or Austin Collie? What's with the Austin Collie questions? I'm not picking him up. Alshon Jeffrey, I would pick up over Tompkins.
Yes.
Blackmon over Tompkins?
Yes.
Yes? Blackmon over Tompkins, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. Alshon
Don't
Jeffrey.
You see the Patriots like becoming messy like,
no,
when
no,
these guys get back?
Nope.
How do you see it all shaking out?
I think Amendola, Gronk is at tight end, and Tompkins is the number two wide receiver.
Edelman goes away?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just what I think.
We both agree that Alshon Jeffrey's
yes, definitely.
An upgrade.
Head and shoulders.
So if you can do that, do it.
Next question for Dan on waivers. Do I drop David Wilson for either MJD or McGahee? Let me look at Cleveland's schedule real quick. They're playing the Lions, the Packers, the Chiefs, the Ravens. Then they're on a bye. MJD.
Well, it comes down to how long David Wilson's going to be out for, man.
Well, I think he's going to be out a couple weeks. I do. I think he's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks.
Is he going to be back before Andre Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your take on McGahee?
I mean, he had 26 carries the other night.
I know, and a touchdown.
For only 76 yards, but still, I will go after McGahee here. Drop David Wilson for McGahee. I think they're going to have to run the ball.
Yeah.
David Wilson just does nothing. He's dead to me. Start two of these wide receivers, Amendola, Torrey Smith, or Tompkins.
Torrey Smith is in.
Yes, he is.
Amendola healthy, in.
And then Alshon Jeffrey if he drops Tompkins, right?
Well, he can only start two of them.
Oh, right.
So if he has Alshon, right. He has Amendola, Torrey, and Alshon.
I'm going with Torrey, and see, it's non-PPR, and the Bears are playing against the Giants, so I'm going to go with Alshon over Amendola.
Okay. Non-PPR. I agree with that, non-PPR. Okay.
Next question from Nick. Hey, Bill and Todd, I was offered the following trade in a 12-team full-point PPR league, two-player keeper. I get Spiller and Fleener. I give up Gonzo, Hopkins, and Bernard.
No.
Ooh, I'm not doing that.
No.
No, definitely not.
I mean, let's talk about this for a second, Bill. Gonzo without Julio, I don't think his stock goes down. If anything, it might go up.
Yeah, right.
He looked great last night, Gonzo.
Yeah, he did. He certainly did.
You know, we kind of bashed Matt Ryan the first part of the show, but when it's a big play, he loves going to Gonzo.
Yep.
Loves it. So I'm not doing that deal.
No. Would you do the deal if it was Le'Veon Bell instead of C.J. Spiller?
No.
No.
I'm high on Gonzo. I'm high on Gio. Hopkins is on trending downward, but we love Gonzo. We love Gio. I wouldn't get rid of him.
All right, we're going to jump back into the emails after we take a break. You can also give us a call, 855-728-7500. Email is webradio@patriots.com. Final break, and then last segment of the show, more Fantasy Football Champs coming up on patriots.com radio.
FF Champs!
Win your fantasy league
and your trophy too.
It's FF Champs, FF Champs for you.
News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too.
FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a Triple Play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. 15 minutes less in today's show. We will be back on Patriots.com radio on Thursday for Football Nation. We'll be taking your fantasy football lineup questions on Thursday. But Tuesday is, Todd, mostly waiver wire advice, and we do have a lot of emails to get to here, so let's try to finish up strong here, get back to as many people as possible. I'm trying to find the next email that we have to go to.
Todd in Jacksonville is our next email, Bill.
Oh, okay, so Todd in Jacksonville says, Todd and Bill, thanks for taking the time to read this. You have really helped me out this year thus far. 10-team, full-point PPR. Please take pick two running backs, Le'Veon Bell, Ryan Matthews, Chris Johnson, or LeGarrette Blount.
For this
he has
week?
A waiver. Yeah.
For this week or for waivers?
Bell and Johnson.
Yeah, for this week it's Bell and Johnson. Yep.
I also have Gronk and Fleener at tight end. Gronk a definite play if he suits up. If no, go keep Fleener or pick one of these guys, Heath Miller, Garrett Graham, Martellus Bennett. What do you think, Todd? If Rob Gronkowski, I know you don't want to speculate if he's not playing, but let's assume he's playing here. Is he a must-start for this week?
Against the Saints, yes.
You're expecting a lot of points.
I'm not expecting as many points as you seem to be expecting.
You seem to see
some sort of shootout coming on here.
It better be like that. You got Breeze and Brady. I'm expecting fireworks.
Did you watch Brady last week?
In the torrential downpour against the Cincinnati Bengals? Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't know if it's going to be in the high 30s or anything. I think you're going to get in the 20s.
I'm like getting let down then.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm starting Gronk. If he's out in the field, if he's warming up, I'm putting him in.
Starting Gronk if he's in. All right.
If not, then you just I would go Fleener. I wouldn't pick up these other guys. I would just go Fleener if he's not in.
Final question from Todd. Would you keep Brian Hartline or drop him for Austin Pettis, Donnie Avery, Robert Woods, or Keenan Allen?
I would drop him for Keenan Allen. I'm intrigued by the upside of Keenan Allen.
Yeah, me too.
I think we know what Hartline is. Hartline's productive, but we know what he is, you know. And Keenan Allen's always intriguing when you get a rookie. The San Diego offense, the passing offense, has been outstanding so far this year. So roll the dice on Keenan Allen. He might give you a lot more than Hartline can do.
Next email is from Craig in Florida. He says, hey, guys, quick question for this week. Would you start Luck or Rivers at the quarterback spot?
This is like the third question we've got on this today, Bill. Not on this show, but via emails and tweets and stuff.
Yep.
Luck or Rivers? What say you, Mr. Bill?
I would go with Rivers. Playing at home and playing really well. I mean, Luck's playing well, too. But maybe Trent Richardson gets in action on Monday Night Football. I'm going with Rivers here. I know you kind of disagree with me, I think.
I don't know. I have the same decision to make.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have the same decision to make. All right. It's Monday Night Football. They're playing each other. Right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
The Colts are at the Chargers.
Right.
So it's a huge decision. I don't know. I might stick with Luck.
Might stick with Luck. All right.
I like both of them. Let's put it that way. I like them both.
You can't go wrong here?
I don't think so. I think both are going to produce.
All right. Next question is from Sven.
Before you go, next question.
Wow.
There might be more points in that game than in your Patriots-Saints game.
Really?
Yep.
All right. We might have to discuss that on Thursday.
Okay.
Hey, guys. This one's from Sven. Hey, guys. I have a lineup question. Should I do this entire email in like a Swedish voice or German voice?
Sure.
No, I won't do that.
Huh?
Hey, guys, I have a lineup question for this week. Non-PPR league. I have two open spots at running back two and flex. Who should I start out of these players? Steven Ridley, Le'Veon Bell, Vincent Jackson, Danny Amendola, and Julian Edelman. Well, I'm going with Le'Veon Bell in the running back spot.
Yeah.
Ridley, we don't know if he's playing. I'm going to go with Vincent Jackson in the flex. Non-PPR league. Otherwise, I'd go Amendola.
Agreed.
Then I need a replacement for my Dan Bailey in week 7. Who would you add, Matt Bryant or David Akers? I would go with Matt Bryant.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. yeah, seriously. Kicker question 2 weeks away. Gabe from Chicago, I'm in bye week hell. Uh-oh. I need two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex. Who do I start, running backs, Jamal Charles, Danny Woodhead, or Willis McGahee? Charles and Woodhead.
PPR?
Does not say. Standard scoring.
Standard scoring. I still go Charles and Woodhead.
Wide receivers, A.J. Green, James Jones, Danny Amendola, or Ryan Broyles.
AJ Green, these guys in.
Yeah, James Jones in.
James Jones in. And then he needs one flex?
Yeah, McGahee or Amendola.
I'm going to go Amendola.
Non-PPR?
I'm going to go Amendola.
All right. I like Amendola, too. Also, since Vic may be out the rest of the week, which quarterback do I pick up? Options are Flacco, Geno, Roethlisberger, Foles, or Fitzpatrick. Flacco.
It's got to be Flacco.
Against the Packers.
Yep.
Bench Krapernick. This one is from Robert O.
Oh, no.
Colin Kaepernick has been nothing but a disappointment. Should I go for Sam Bradford, Jay Cutler, or Alex Smith, all available on free agencies, as options over Krapernick? Unfortunately, it gets better. Unfortunately, on Yahoo, he's still on the can't cut list. But should I bench him this week?
Oh,
yes.
I'm benching him for Cutler.
Bench him for Cutler. That's right.
Only because Cutler's playing against the New York Giants. They can't stop anyone. Go with Cutler. Krapernick. I love it.
Krapernick. Next email is from Derek H. Guys, I'm in a 12-team standard scoring league. My tight end is non-existent. Jared Cook has done nothing, but I'm still 4-1. It's time to make a move and improve my roster. I asked for trade requests, and someone offered me the following. Giving up Bilal Powell and Kenbrell Tompkins, getting back Antonio Gates and Robert Woods.
I like that.
Seems like Woods for Tompkins is somewhat of a wash, but Powell has been the solid RB3 for me. I'm leaning towards taking it, but the move would leave me pretty thin at running back. Only Lamar Miller and LeGarrette Blount as backups. Powell has been a solid flex for me. What do you guys think? I submitted a waiver request for LeGarrette Graham, but I'm 11th on the waiver wire. All right, I'm in a very similar predicament to this, Todd, and here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I need a replacement for Julio Jones. I need a replacement for Jared Cook. My kicker's on a bye, and I can only use two pickups this week. I have a two-pickup maximum. I'm eating it for Jared Cook one more week. I'm not going to get LeGarrette Graham. I'm 10th on the waiver wire. I'm not going to get Keenan Allen. I'm eating it on Jared Cook. I don't think anyone's going to go after Charles Clay because he's on a bye this week. So I don't think I'm going to get LeGarrette Graham. I'm going for Charles Clay. I think he should maybe try to do the same thing here. It seems like LeGarrette Graham won't fall him at 11. You know, go out and pick up Charles Clay if you don't get LeGarrette Graham with the 11th spot.
I hear you.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah.
That seems like sound advice.
So, you know, he has to eat it one more week with Jared Cook, but at least he knows that, you know, in week 7 he'll have Charles Clay coming back.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I'm dealing with right now.
Okay.
My knucklehead friends that are listening to this show probably know exactly my plans now.
They're not listening by now.
They are. They always listen. That's how they beat me. Next email, Josh B. Hey, guys, Josh from Stanford, Connecticut here. I love the show and am an avid listener. I'm 4-0 in my standard scoring league. 4-0? Do you have a bye week? Josh, you have a bye week, dude? What happened? Why aren't you 5-0? I'm now 4-0 in my standard scoring league thanks to you guys. I would just like to rank my team and tell me if you would change anyone on the weeks coming up. All right, so he's got Alex Smith, Knowshon Moreno, Frank Gore, Demaryius Thomas, Brandon Marshall. And then it's, Antonio Gates.
This is a giant screenshot.
Oh, my God. He's got 6 attachments here. What is going on? Why is his phone in airplane mode? I don't know.
Are one of them of his junk? Hopefully not.
No. Don't give anyone ideas.
This is not.
Why is his phone in airplane mode? What is going on?
Zippers and buttons slow you down. With open fly jeans, it's always out and camera ready.
He wants to know what he should do with his roster. He can get rid of Matt Schaub and he can get rid of Owen Daniels. He can also probably get rid of Greg Jennings. I would go out and just pick up Keenan Allen, LeGarrette Graham, Marcel Reis, Terrence Williams, Zach Stacy. He has a lot of players to drop on this team. So I would go out and make a move. And also his two quarterbacks are Matt Schaub and Alex Smith. I would try to get an upgrade at quarterback too.
Oh, gotta get rid of Schaub.
Yeah, get rid of Schaub. Get an upgrade at quarterback. Get rid of Owen Daniels. Get an upgrade at tight end. Get rid of Greg Jennings. Maybe go out and get another wide receiver.
Yep, agreed.
So that was for Josh's team. Josh's team that's 4-0 in week 6. Next email is from Matt at San Diego State. Bill, Todd, and Kevin, much thanks for your help at this point this week. I faced my old roommate in a 10-team non-PPR league. This guy won the league last year and is a complete DB. And he doesn't mean defensive back.
He's a D-bag.
Too bad. It was his roommate, too. Needless to say, we aren't friends anymore, and I'd like nothing more than to kick his ASS, even if it's just in fantasy football. Wow. Some hatred here. I like it. I'm even going so far as to put in a waiver claim for Cutler, as he only has Ryan as his quarterback on his team. Very nice. I like that. He's going to drop his kicker, pick up Cutler, prevent him from getting a good quarterback this week. I like that move, man. Sometimes you got to play defense.
Do it.
Need help setting my starting lineup. 1 quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers. Romo or RG3, they're playing against each other on Sunday night.
Romo.
Marsh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Washington defense is just awful.
Yeah, that's true. Marshawn Lynch, MJD, D'Angelo Williams, or Droik Bell. Oof. He's going to have some tough ones with those wide receiver running backs. Needs 2 of these guys. Marshawn Lynch is in. I'm not playing D'Angelo Williams.
Nope.
I guess I'm going with MJD. Really?
Think Droik bounces back?
I don't know. MJD at Denver? No, I don't think Droik bounces back.
Right,
I'd rather
MJD.
Go with MJD. Yeah, MJD. Reggie Wayne, Cobb, Shorts, or Garcon?
Non-PPR.
Yeah. Needs 2 of them. Cobb is in for me, and so is Garcon. Wayne and Schwartz are on the bench. And then Cameron or Gronk. Let's assume that Gronk's playing just for the sake of argument here. I think I'm still going Cameron.
If those are the options, I'm going Cameron. Yep.
All right. We have a lot of emails to get to, but I'm going to respond to them personally. We kind of like to reserve the last few minutes of the show to help out our producer, Kevin Collins. So, Kevin, you've been very annoying throughout the entire show today, sending me these Skype messages. How am I supposed to concentrate on air when I'm getting 50 million Skype messages from you about your silly trade? You're trying to give away Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, one of the best backs in the league. Now is your time. You get 2 minutes. Give us what you're trying to do here, and we'll help you out on air.
I don't know what I'm trying to do, Bill. That's why I was asking for you for help.
All right. You can't ask me during the show.
No,
you're trying to be crazy.
I mean, the reason I want to give him up. My heart's telling me to give him up, but it's hard because it's a keeper league, and he was like, I got him as a keeper in the fourth round. So you're talking about a top five overall pick.
Every week we deal with you trying to make a trade. Why do you like to make trades?
I like to wheel and deal, man.
Wheeling and
dealing. How's it worked out for you in past years?
I haven't really traded much at all. I've only had one big trade where I got Brady 1 year, and it worked out pretty good. But other than that, I generally draft and then just kind of let my team sit there. But I have Brady this year, and it's a two-quarterback league, and he hasn't kept up his end of the bargain. I anticipated him being, you know, like a top five, top six fantasy quarterback, and the reality of it is I think he's somewhere in the middle. And so I have him, and I have Flacco, who's underachieved big time fantasy-wise.
Right.
So I really feel like I'm forced to make a move to upgrade my second quarterback. I can't, if Brady's going to be a top 15 quarterback and not a top 5 or 6 quarterback, then
right,
I need to
upgrade. Some help. That makes sense.
So,
with you there.
But the thing, I feel like I have a good deal in place here. It's just the thing is, it's a keeper league, guys, and you can keep a player for like 3 years, I think, before he gets re-released back into the pool of the draft.
Right.
And so I got Marshawn Lynch last season in the fourth round. And so he was my fourth round pick this year because I kept him. So
right.
If I trade him, whoever gets him can keep him for 2 more years as their fourth round pick.
Oh.
So that's a huge value for whoever's getting them.
All right.
You
so then you need
saying?
To make that very clear in your negotiation in this trade. You need to make that very, very clear because I don't think you were when you were sending it to me.
You didn't make it clear to us.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
Well, I was trying. That's true. It was hard over Skype. You know what I mean?
Did it prevent you from sending me 500 notes?
Because I want to wheel and deal, baby. You know.
Listen,
that's what I
have
do.
Have you heard the new Rick Ross Meek Mill song?
Which one?
You have to play it for pregame warmups.
Which one?
About That Life with French Montana.
No, I haven't heard that one yet.
Oh, it is so good.
You're gonna have
it
to get
starts
that
off. It starts off with an old Ric Flair intro from WWF.
Ric Flair, huh?
Yeah, and he's like, you're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling and dealing, limousine riding, jet flying. Download that song, play it on pregame warmups. My boy Brandon Spikes will definitely be nodding his head, but you're talking about the wheeling and dealing. That's you, Ric Flair, says it in the song, About That Life.
All right, so
Rick
maybe,
Ross,
maybe Rick
French
Ross,
Montana.
I like Rick
and,
Ross. Maybe he wrote
Meek
that
Mills.
Song about me. Maybe.
There
maybe,
you go.
But so anyway. So I would be giving up Flacco and Lynch, who's my keeper, like I told you.
Right.
And probably Denarius Moore and Stevie Johnson.
We don't mind that at all.
For, let's see here, for Matthew Stafford, Eric Decker, Willis McGahee, and Darren Sproles. It's a tough, tough decision.
Talk keeper for a second, because you didn't mention any of this keeper stuff in the Skype.
Where's Stafford being kept?
Yeah,
who
sure.
would you keep? Let's say you did this deal. Who would be your keeper options next
so,
year?
So next year,
McCoy.
Yeah, McCoy if he's healthy. And then other than that, I don't really know.
If you don't do the deal, you could go into next year with McCoy and Lynch.
Oh yeah, that would be impressive, wouldn't it? I mean, I guess
yeah.
I guess depending on how Brady rounds out, I mean, I could still he still has years where I could keep him, but right now I wouldn't want to keep him.
You can only keep two.
You can only keep two.
Okay.
But it's like, I mean, I have, like, Andre Johnson at this stage of his career isn't a keeper.
No.
Tom Brady could be if he played like, like Tom Brady.
Stafford could be,
you know. So, I mean, it's tough because, like, going into that next year, guys, to start off with, you know, your first round pick would be McCoy, your fourth round pick would be Lynch. So I'd still have my second and third round picks where I could
all right,
you
two
know, potentially grab a stud quarterback.
Two questions for you.
Yeah.
Have you won this league before?
I have never even come in the money in this
league.
Are
you close to winning this year? Is your team good enough to win this year?
As it's currently constituted, I would say no. I'm in the middle of the pack at 3-2.
Well, then you don't make this deal because you're ruining your chances for future seasons. If you would have told me, yes, I can win the league with this team this year, then you go out and do it.
Well, wait. I think as my team is currently constituted, I don't think I can win the league this year. If I make this trade, I think I could possibly win the league.
Well, then I would go and do it then. Don't worry about next year. Don't worry about keeping Marshawn Lynch.
Agreed.
He could get into a DUI, another DUI. He's suspended for a year. Who knows what happens with Beast Mode?
He could drown in a pool of Skittles.
When you're talking about this year, I could all of a sudden have Brady, Matthew Stafford, LeSean McCoy. I could have a team that could at least be competitive in the playoffs if I'm fortunate to get
it. It all comes down to Bill and I play to win. We don't play for 3 years down the road.
No, I'm with you, but you got to admit, guys, when you're in these keeper leagues, especially if there's more than one keeper involved, you have to at least take that into consideration when you're making these deals.
A couple years ago, I traded away Maurice Jones-Drew.
He's a jag, literally and figuratively.
Well, first of all, he's been a 1,600-yard rusher for the last four seasons. I traded him away before he was in his prime for Randy Moss when he was with the Patriots because I wanted to win that year. I had Reggie Wayne, I had Randy Moss, I had LeSean McCoy, and I had another running back. I forget who. I think I had Adrian Peterson. And I wanted to win that year. And I knew I needed Moss to win that year, so I made the trade. I gave up keeping MJD for the next 5 years or whatever it was at the time because I wanted to win the championship that year. You haven't won it yet. You haven't even been in the money yet. Go for the jugular. Try to win right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. Right? I think I'm going to do it. And I think it's one of those trades that also, I mean, it would be a blockbuster. It would probably be the biggest trade in this league, definitely this year. And it would give the gentleman I'm trading with two really good backs. He's got Jamal Charles and he'd have Lynch.
Oh, that's good.
So he would have that double whammy. But I think my team all of a sudden becomes more balanced and I have a little bit more depth and a few more options than I do right now.
All right, so for the next show, you're going to download that Bout That Life song and you're going to play the Ric Flair.
You should just open the show with it, man.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Too bad we're not a TV show, so we get a Bill kind of coming out of the fog with some pyro to this Ric Flair song.
The Ric Flair intro is so good. You're going to love it. Wheeling and dealing. He says it right there.
I like it.
And then, you know, play it for pregame warm-ups because I know Brandon Spikes would like that one.
Okay. My guys from the Dirty South?
They would love it.
All right.
Love it. Rick Ross, Meek Mills, French Montana.
I'm a big fan of all those guys.
Todd's good friend Diddy.
What about Snoop Lion or Snoop Giraffe?
Only hardcore gangsta rappers on this one.
Poor Todd.
I like French Montana. You mentioned French Montana.
You like French, right?
He likes Joe Montana.
I'm a big fan of Italian Wisconsin. Serious beats there.
I don't even get what you're saying right now.
Because French Montana, he's naming a country and a state. Italian
I get
and
it.
A state.
Not very funny, but I'll give him a read.
I thought it was very good. I got it right away.
Poor Todd's got no street cred, man. We gotta work on that, Bill.
It's tough. He's married and has kids.
No street cred.
It's tough to have street cred when he's...
I have no street cred.
He's not about that life.
Gotta get a little swag for Todd.
Which is what that song's about.
So when he's rolling dirty, when he's riding dirty in his minivan, taking the kids to soccer practice, you know, get that thing on some rims, get some hydros on that thing. Play some French Montana. That's what I'm talking about.
Not French Montana. Todd is playing Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. Yeah, that's true. On the TV in the back seat for the kids.
Oh, jeez.
I like get him a big gold chain.
How about her development over the years?
Hannah?
Is that real life?
I guess.
I love her.
She's cute. She's definitely cuter than poor.
Cute. Cute is not the phrase
that's
for her.
What's her face now that went in the tank? Miley Cyrus there. Oh my goodness.
That's who we're talking about.
That's the same
person.
I thought. I'm getting confused.
Your
with,
street cred just went way up.
No, I'm confused with remember that Hilary Duff girl?
Oh from, yeah, like, but Disney? she's way old school.
Yeah. No, I was just confusing.
That's all right, Kev. We'll forgive you.
I don't watch Hannah Montana. I'm sorry, Bill.
I don't either, but Miley
Cyrus.
He's got
that stuff on the TiVo. I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to wrap up today's show. Got a little bit of control here at the end, but that's fun. We like to do that. Like to keep it entertaining. Football Nation on Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Patriots.com Radio. Todd, any closing words before we take off for today?
Julio Jones.
Aw, wah-wah. Julio Jones. We'll be able to help everyone rebound on Thursday's show. I want to thank all the emailers, thank all the listeners, thank our producer, Kevin Collins. For Todd DeRees, I'm Bill Enright. Best of luck in Week 6.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.